In Parshas Chukos, we read about the Pava Aduma. And the Pasuk says, V'yiku elecha Pava Aduma. And in the Sifri, it comments, V'yiku elecha humi trumas halishka. And in the Sifri Zuta, it darshins, Pava v'lo egla. L'fikich ein lochim egla u'megadl nosa. And the Rambam passes that as well. The Rambam Perek Alfim Hilchus Pava Aduma, the very beginning. Ve'ein lochim egla u'megadl nosa. You can't buy a calf and wait from money of the Trumas HaLishkas and wait till it grows into a parah. So you see from there that the etzim lekicha, the buying itself from the Trumas HaLishkas of the parah, from the money of the Trumas HaLishkas, it itself is a kiyum in the Seder Vasiyas Parah Aduma. And I suggest that the reason for this is that the Parah Aduma comes to be mechaper on the oven of the Egel Hazav. And by the Egel Hazav it says, V'yisparku kol ha'am es nizmeh hazav ach echbaz nehem v'yaviu el Aaron. That the people took off all their jewelry, their gold jewelry, and they brought it to Aaron to make the Egel Hazav. And therefore, the giving of the gold itself is part of the sin of the Egel Hazav. And a proof to that is that the women, the minig is that women are asked to melocha on Rosh Chodesh. And in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, in the Medrash, which is quoted by Rashi in Megillah and Daf Chaf Beis, says that in this merit, in the schar, that women did not contribute their jewelry to the and give it for the Egel Hazav, they merited that they should be osur b'melacha on Rosh Chodesh. In other words, Rosh Chodesh represents a holiday, and therefore, because they didn't give, therefore they have a special share. The meaning is that they don't do melacha. That's what the Mishnah says. Then Rosh Chodesh Yesh Bo Yisur Melacha, and that's why we have four aliyas. It means that women. The meaning is that women don't do melacha, and so this was given to women as opposed to men because they did not participate in the Egel Hazav. The Rav explained that the halacha of the Yisur Melacha on Rosh Chodesh is, it's because the carbon that we bring on Rosh Chodesh, the carbon musaf, if a person brings a carbon mikdash, he's also to do malacha. This is a carbon sibra, but it relates specifically it's to the women, and therefore they're also be malacha because this is, so to speak, their carbon. We'll explain further that when you bring a carbon, there's a chi of simcha, and simcha, that's why we're asim malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva says also that the reason is because of the mitzvah simcha. And therefore women who did not participate in giving their jewelry and contributing to make the Egel Hazav, they always had that sense of being in Mikdash, of being Lifnei Hashem, which was demonstrated by their loyalty to Hashem and not contributing their jewelry and gold to make the Egel Hazav. And therefore, the women are also b'mlocho because they had that sensitivity at that occasion in their stance to be Lifnei Hashem.